Hello, this is Germaine. Abraham was born about 4,100 years ago, about 2,160 B.C. Abraham was a descendant of Shem and Eber. Abram, or Abraham, was a Hebrew, a Semite. Abraham lived in Ur of the Chaldees, Genesis chapter 11, verses 26 through 31. Ur is located near the Euphrates River, about 250 kilometers upriver from the Persian Gulf. Archaeologists have dug up much of Ur, even back to the days of Abraham. The people of Ur worshipped the moon god, but Abraham worshipped the one true living God, who created all things. A great archaeologist, Sir Leonard Woolley, wrote a book about his work called Ur of the Chaldees. A picture in the book shows the ruins of a house from the time of Abraham. Archaeologists have also learned much about the trade, history, and culture of the times of Abraham. Many other cities with their libraries have been dug up by archaeologists. Listen now to Genesis chapter 12, the first three verses. Now the Lord said to Abram, Go forth from your country and from your relatives and from your father's house to the land which I will show you, and I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great, and so you shall be a blessing. And I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse, and in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. Genesis chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. God promised Abraham that he would make him a great nation. We see this fulfilled in the history of the nation Israel. But what did God mean when he said, And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed? Abraham believed God and obeyed God. He left Ur, and later he left Haran, after his father Terah died. Abraham, his wife Sarah, and nephew Lot went to the land of Canaan. Later we read in Genesis chapter 15, verse 18, On that day the Lord made a covenant with Abraham, saying, To your descendants I have given this land, from the river of Egypt as far as the great river, the river Euphrates. Genesis chapter 15, verse 18. Yes, God promised the land to the descendants of Abraham. The river of Egypt today is called Wadi El Arish, just south of Gaza. Abraham had other descendants besides the people of Israel. Sarah's maid, Hagar, bore to Abraham a son called Ishmael, whose descendants became the Arabs. Later, Sarah bore Abraham his own son Isaac. Isaac and his wife Rebekah had a son called Jacob, whose name was changed to Israel. God spoke to Isaac, as we read in Genesis chapter 26, verse 3. God said to Isaac, the son of Abraham, Sojourn in this land, and I will be with you and bless you. And to you and to your seed I will give all these lands. And I will establish the oath which I swore to your father, Abraham. Genesis chapter 26, verse 3. Did you understand that the promise of the land was to Isaac, to the people of Israel? Did God keep his promise to Abraham and Isaac? Yes. When David was king of Israel, he ruled all the way north to the river Euphrates. He even put soldiers in Damascus. 2 Samuel chapter 8, verses 3 through 5. David was king about 3,000 years ago, about 1,000 B.C., and ruled for 40 years. Yes, God kept his promises to Abraham to make from him a great nation, and to give them the land. But what about the other promise to Abraham? And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed. One time God tested Abraham. Abraham and his wife Sarah had only one son. God commanded Abraham to offer Isaac, his son, as a sacrifice, a burnt offering, on one of the mountains in Israel, in the land of Moriah. Abraham obeyed God. We read in Genesis chapter 22, verse 9 and following, "They came to the place of which God had told him, and Abraham built the altar there, and arranged the wood, and bound his son Isaac, and laid him on the altar on top of the wood. And Abraham stretched out his hand and took the knife to slay his son. But the angel of the Lord called to him from heaven and said, 'Abraham, Abraham!' And he said, 'Here I am.' And he said, 'Do not stretch out your hand against the lad, and do nothing to him, for now I know that you fear God, since you have not withheld your son, your only son, from me.'" Genesis chapter 22, verses 9 through 12. "Then a ram was offered in place of Isaac. Then the Lord God spoke to Abraham again through his angel. 'Because you have done this thing and have not withheld your son, your only son, indeed I will greatly bless you. And I will greatly multiply your descendants as the stars of the heavens and as the sand which is on the seashore. And your descendants shall possess the gate of their enemies. And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed, because you have obeyed my voice.'" Genesis chapter 22, verses 16 through 18. Are you listening? How is it that in the seed of Abraham all the nations of the earth are blessed? What is the fulfillment of this promise? Did God keep this promise also? God promised Abraham, "And in your seed all the nations of the earth shall be blessed." Genesis chapter 22, verse 18. The fulfillment of this promise is in Mashiach, Messiah. Messiah is the seed, singular, of Abraham. Messiah is offered for our sins. Isaiah chapter 53. Let us now read Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. "Even so, Abraham believed God, and it was reckoned to him as righteousness. Therefore, be sure that it is those who are of faith that are the sons of Abraham. And the Scripture, foreseeing that God would justify the Gentiles by faith, preached the gospel beforehand to Abraham, saying, 'All the nations shall be blessed in you.' So then, those who are of faith are blessed with Abraham the believer." Galatians chapter 3, verses 6 through 9. And now we read Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. "Now the promises were spoken to Abraham and to his seed." He does not say "and to seeds," as referring to many, but rather to one, and to your seed, that is Messiah. Galatians chapter 3, verse 16. Greek word Christ is for the Hebrew word Mashiach, Messiah, meaning anointed one. Listen now as we read on in Galatians chapter 3, beginning at verse 26. "For you are all sons of God through faith in Christ," Messiah, Jesus. "For all of you who were immersed, baptized into Christ," Messiah, "have clothed yourselves with Messiah," with Christ. "There is neither Jew nor Greek, there is neither slave nor free man, there is neither male nor female, for you are all one in Christ Jesus. And if you belong to Messiah, then you are Abraham's offspring, heirs according to promise." Galatians chapter 3, verses 26 through 29. You need to believe as Abraham did. You need to obey as Abraham did. You need to believe in the Messiah promised to Abraham, Jesus the Messiah, Yeshua HaMashiach, the anointed Lord and King, Just as Abraham was willing to offer his only son, God offered his only son as a sacrifice for our sins. He was buried. Jesus Messiah was raised the third day, according to the Scriptures. You can be one who is blessed among all nations who are blessed in Abraham. You can be Abraham's offspring, an heir according to the promise, a true Israelite. You can be blessed with the forgiveness of your sins and eternal life in heaven, the new heavenly Jerusalem. Through faith in Jesus the Messiah, you need to be immersed, baptized into Jesus the Messiah for the forgiveness of your sins. Yes, you can be a true offspring of Abraham, a descendant of Abraham, an heir according to the promise given to Abraham. Believe in Messiah Jesus, confess him Lord, the Son of God, turn from your sin, and be buried with him in baptism and raised to a new life in him. Amen. If you would like to get a free Bible, a free book, Origin of the Cosmos, or a free Bible correspondence course, write to Congregation of Messiah, Box 5333, Edmond, Oklahoma, 73083, United States of America. That is Box 5333. Edmond is spelled E-D-M-O-N-D. Oklahoma is abbreviated OK. The postal index zip code is 73083, United States of America. Thank you for being with me. Welcome back next time. This is Jermaine Lockwood. Have a good eternity.
A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord, a wonderful Savior to me. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock where rivers of pleasure I see. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. A wonderful Savior is Jesus my Lord. He taketh my burden away. He holdeth me up, and I shall not be moved. He giveth me strength as my day. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. He hideth my life in the depths of his love and covers me there with his hand, and covers me there with his hand. When clothed in his brightness, transported I rise to meet him in clouds of the sky. His perfect salvation, his wonderful love, I'll shout with the millions on high. He hideth my soul in the cleft of the rock that shadows a dry, thirsty land. He hideth my life and the dead.